Laws of Prayer. We're up to chapter 102, and this deals with Shaloi Lahafsi Kneged Hamispalo. You're not allowed to interrupt in front of somebody who is praying. You can't get in front. You can't go in front of him. Uboye Sifim, he's talking about, it has five subsections. Subsection number one. He says, first of all, Asur Leisha B'toich Dal Amis Shal Hamispalo. You are not permitted to sit within the four Amis of the one that's praying. It's his space. If he's praying, he's praying to God. God is in that presence. You can't go ahead and sit within four Amis. Beimil Fonov, whether in front. Beimil Achrov, whether in the back. Bein min habzodim, whether it's from the side. Sorich laharchik dalid amis. You have to distance yourself four amis before you can sit down. Ki hamokim asher mispalel oimed olov, for the place where the person who's praying is standing on it. Admas koydeshu, that's holy ground. That's a holy ground. If you're praying there, that's considered holy. Hoyel v'shchina kenegdei, since the divine is opposite him because he's praying to God. As said in chapter 97, in subsection 2. You must conduct yourself with honor in that space. As long as the person is praying. The space of a person is four amas. That's the space of the first person. Now, he says, within the four amas, I'm going to assume now, I mean, that's what it seems like here, the person becomes the center. He doesn't get eight amas all around. He doesn't get a square of eight amas. He gets four amas as his space. So, you know, in front and back on the sides, and he's the center. So that's all of the area. But you're not going to give him four amas all around his space. V'im einay roitze liyus yeshuv batel sham. But if a person doesn't want to be sitting, just sitting around and wasting his time, so you're telling me I can't sit down. But you know he can't do anything while he's sitting. He wants to sit down. He wants to study something. He wants to sit down. You're telling him, no, yeah, you can't sit down because this is a holy place now, because a person is standing there. So he says, if a person doesn't want to sit there and just waste time, Ella. But be occupied with study of Torah or sings and praises of Hashem, muter leishev, then you are permitted to sit. Because if you are occupying yourself with holy matters while sitting there, so there is no shame when you just sit there, provided that you express words with your mouth. If you say things with your mouth, you can sit there. But just to think about words of Torah isn't going to help you to sit over there. Because that's not visible. And sitting is visible. Here the Shekhinah is here, and you're sitting there. And we don't know what's in your head. So that's not respectful. That is degrading for a holy place. So when you find yourself when you're praying, that spot becomes holy. In that spot, you can't just sit idly. You must speak words of Torah or sing and praise. Subsection 2. Yesh Misha Aymer. There are those that say, there's some that say, that if one who's sitting next to the one who is praying is weak, then he can sit, he's allowed to sit. So you're sitting on a bench. So one guy gets up to daven, right? The guy sitting next to him. So what is he supposed to get up? I mean, you do. If you notice that, you'll see. A lot of times people do. But if the person next to him is weak, muter lo leishev, he can continue to sit. She'en yishivos nid is gnai, because his sitting does not appear as a shame. Because his weakness is testimony for him. That's why he's sitting there. He doesn't have the strength to stand up. Yes, lismich al dvarav. You can rely on this opinion. Im efshule bekal. If it's not easy, laharchik dal damas v'leishu sham, to move away four amas and to sit outside of the four amas. Subsection 3. Here's a im hayeshiv yoshev kvar. If the person was already sitting, So you're sitting on your bench. Now a guy comes in. A guy comes in and starts to pray next to you. So you were there first. But now he comes in there next to you and he starts to do the Amida. Ain't tzarich lokum. Then you don't have to get up. Why? Because he came into your territory. You were already sitting there. And the guy just walks in into your place. So you don't have to get up for that. You know, he should go somewhere else. This is only if you're davening at home, which is not designated for the prayers. But if you're in the shul, which has been designated for prayer, over there you do have to get up. Why? Because that place is designated for everybody. You can't say that it's your place, because everybody has rights to the shul. You can't say he came to my territory. So if you were sitting there, and he wants to daven, I mean, that's what he's doing. Shul is there for davening. It's not your territory, it's not your space. It's everybody's space. And therefore, in the shul, sitting there before is not going to help you not to have to get up. He says, even in your home, it's the right, the Hasidic measure is to actually even get up in the house also. Because that way you're removing a stumbling from your friend who's doing that properly. I mean, at home, the guy should not have come to daven next to where you're sitting. He should have gone to another place. So he's actually doing not proper. But we're telling you, listen, from the Hasidic, for the better way, you want to do beyond the letter of the law, you want to do either move away or get up. So he did wrong, but you should get up. Anyways. Because he came up to daven in a place where I was sitting there. I had a right to sit down over here. Now you're walking over here, and you're making me get up. And he's not obligated to get up. And you're sitting is a degradation for a holy place. In other words, let it be, what he's basically saying is, okay, let it be, you don't have to get up because he came into your territory. But the bottom line is, now it's a holy place since he's praying over there. And now you're sitting in a holy place. So it's the other guy's fault. But for you to remove his stumbling, because he is the one that made the mistake. And he caused you to stumble because now he's, and you know, you're not obligated to get up because he came into your territory. But the bottom line is, it's still a holy place and you're still sitting over there. So that's why he says, the Midot Chasidus is to get up. Subsection 4, Asur Lavir Keneged HaMispalim B'Toch Dal Damas Lifneim. You're not allowed to pass in front one who is praying within the four Amas in front of them. Shemot is Batel Kavanos. Maybe you there. Intention, their concentration is going to be taken away. But you could pass on their sides, and to stand there, you can just get up to where they're davening and not to go further. So even from the side, don't be in front of them. Within the four amas, because any time he can see you, asur, it's prohibited. Because his concentration, his kavana is taken away. The sages of the Zohar prohibit even in the side. So from halacha, you can't go in the front. But the chachme Talmud asur, even in the Zohar, even in the side, within four amas. Now, if somebody's sitting, let's say, in the shul, where there's a shvil, where there's a passageway, and they're davening right next to the edge of the table, or the there, and then you pass by them, I don't know what choice there is over there. I mean, unless you're going to say, while they're davening, don't pass there. That's a possibility. Wait till they finish the Amida before passing them through, because they will be interrupting their kavana. And then again, it depends who came first. In other words, if the other one came first, you're coming late to shul, then wait till he finishes, so you won't interrupt him. If the guy started davening before everybody is davening, then he's basically going into your territory, I mean, your time, because they're not up there. That's brilliant. Now, finally, subsection Hey, 5, Sif Hey. Im Hishlim Tfilosoi, if one completed the prayer, you finished your prayers, but there's somebody davening behind you, Now you got to step back, three steps, right? He says, Asur lipsoya gimul psiyas. You can't step back the three steps. The guy dominating in behind you. Acha yigmer mishachra vestfilosi. Because until the one who's behind you is going to finish his prayer, you have to wait for him. Why? Because if you're going to step back before him, so even you're not going to bump into him. So let's say you're going to go to the side. You're going to step backwards, but you're going to go to the side. But you're still out of Evid Kenegda Mispali. You're still passing in front of the one who's praying. But Tzorok L'dagdik was there. And you have to be careful with this. Even if the other one started davening after you. So you say, okay, no, he started davening later. So I don't want to now, I want to go back. He says, no, Machash Kvar Hischil. Since he's already begun, here he doesn't say Midas Chasidus, he says he's already begun. You can't walk in front of them, and therefore you have to wait. That's what we also learned earlier about when your Rav is over there, that you can't make him even, you know, the question was, can you sit in front of your Rav or not? But he says, certainly you can't be behind your Rav and make your Rav wait for not being able to step back the three steps. But one should not go back behind the Rav and to step away. Okay.